President and this God. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Wallahi, if you tell me that Mubarak would have came down in my lifetime, I would not even dream of it. Subhanallah, ya akhi. And other, these other leaders. You think it's the administration and all that? No, it's time. Qadarullah. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. ما هو في عندك القدر من مراتبه التقدير اليومي. ما هو القدر في أزلي في عمري سنوي يومي. Some of you are not, inshallah we're going to get to this one, so talk about the names and the attributes. But يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. يقول ابن كثير يرفع أقواما ويضع آخرين. Raises some, put down some. فالملك هذا لابد أن تؤمن أنه لله. إفراد الله في ملكه أو بملكه. يأتي النوع الثالث, the second action which is important, اللي هو التدبير, التصريف, disposing the affairs of the human beings. Disposing the affairs of all what he created. Taking care of them. He created and he provides. He provides. He did not create and then leave. La. He provides. So again, what is the definition of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? Come on. Three words, which is what? إفراد الله بأفعاله. يعني يا إخوة والله أنصحكم, يعني لو أنصحكم, يعني لو if you gonna come and sit, يعني in هذا important, and we're supposed to teach توحيد to other people. We're supposed to teach توحيد to other people. It's important. Singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His actions, and we مدار الأفعال على الثلاثة دول. يعني the focal point of the actions, الخلق والملك والتدبير. The creation, owning it and taking care of it. طيب. That means you do not believe that anyone can harm you, can benefit you, but who? But Allah. ما هو, you need to understand this. Your knowledge of this normally drives you to devote yourself more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك أهل العلم يقولون دائما إيه؟ توحيد الربوبية necessitates. توحيد الألوهية يستلزم. أنت فعلا لو آمنت, if you truly believe that Allah is the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who provides for you, the one who benefits you, the one who can cause her, the one who can, is going to take the life away from you, then you're going to end up what? Worshipping Allah. صحيح ولا لا؟ But people normally they are not committed because they still believe that this person can benefit and this person can harm and this person can. ولكن تتعجب في الحديث اللي في سنن الترمذي اللي هو حديث ابن عباس يقول كنت غلاما ربيفا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. شوف, I want you to look at the syntax of this hadith. ابن عباس is a little boy. He was riding with the Prophet ﷺ. فقال يا غلام, O young man. شوف, how he taught him توحيد. يعني this is something that we need to. By the way, the people who are very accepting of learning about توحيد are this age and younger. But we need to teach it to them. يا غلام, احفظ الله يحفظك. Be mindful of Allah. Allah will be mindful of you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. وإذا سألت وإذا استعنت. كل هذا إلهية, ده كله إلهية. إذا ده worship. ما هو احفظ الله يعني تصلي pray the five times, تصوم الشهر, fast رمضان, الزكاة. احفظ الله, ما هو إيه؟ كيف تحفظ الله؟ how do you guard Allah؟ you guard Allah by doing the commands which He commanded you to do. Then he comes in and he throws the rububiyyah. The end. Why I'm telling you to do this? وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوْ اجْتَمَعْتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Risk the sure of all of mankind would gather to benefit you with something they will not. Accept that which Allah ordained. Look at the relationship. He told him to do what? فهو الحفظ والدعاء هذا كله ايه؟ ألوهية, worship. يعني single out Allah with your دعاء, single out Allah with your action. Why I'm telling you to do this, يا ابن عباس? Because no one can harm you but Allah. Cause harm, يعني we shouldn't use harm you but Allah. Causes harm for you but who? Or allows harm to fall upon you but who? الله سبحانه وتعالى. واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لن يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. Look at the tail of the hadith, يا إخوة. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The pens are lifted. لو كتب القدر. And the ink is dry. فاهمين الربوبية والألوهية؟ الربوبية والألوهية لا. يعني because at the end of the day, if you believe that there is another God who created, another God who provides, then you basically gonna be scattered. You're gonna end up worshiping who? وذلك مت ولقد جئناهم بالحق وإنهم لكاذبون. Look at this. ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله. Allah does not have a son nor he has another God with him. Why if there is another God who created? إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق. If there are two gods, this is the analogy which Allah uses. If there are two gods who created, هذا الإله زي عندك المجوس. ما هم المجوس, the people who worship the fire, they believe that there are two gods, إله الليل وإله النهار. The night created the evil and the day created the good. Oh, two gods though. هو النصارى يا إخوة. Why do we say the Christians are disbelievers when the Christians speak of God? They speak of a God. In Nasrani, the Christian says Allah. He says God. I believe in God. La la la, ta'ala, ta'ala, ta'ala. What God? Al-Ab, wal-Ruh, al-Quds, wal-Ibn. Aqalim thalath. This one has power to benefit and harm. This one has power to benefit and harm. This one has power to benefit and harm. Hada shirk. Even so, they speak of Allah. You understand? فإفراد الله بأفعاله. You single out Allah in His actions. That means, dare you believe that there is another creator beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim? Don't even put this to question. Dare you believe that there is anyone who owns anything in the face of this earth but with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dare you believe that there is anybody who harms, anyone who benefits, anyone who gives life, causes death, anyone who guides, anyone who causes misguidance or let a person astray, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, we only done 2 pages. Okay. I need to look here more often. Here it is. The Lord, Ar-Rab, is the one who has the power of creation, dominion, al-mulk, and control. There is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sovereign except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No controller of affairs except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr. Surely His is the creation and the commandments. Ar-rububiyyah, the Lordship, singling out Allah in these main actions, الخلق والملك والتصريف. طبعا توحيد الربوبيه يا اخوه is recognized by فطره. By الفطره you know Allah is the creator. حتى الشيطان يعني even الشيطان knows that he cannot come around you in this area. والله الشيطان he doesn't even know. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he spoke to us about الشيطان coming and whispering to you, trying to play games with you, في حديث ابي هريره في البخاري يقول لك ايه؟ ياتي احدكم الشيطان، الشيطان will come to who created the heavens and the earth. الشيطان is going to ask you this question. الشيطان is going to say الله. من اللي عارف الموضوع اصلا يعني الموضوع اصلا مش لان الفطره الفطره باي فطره باي انكلينيشن يو نو ذا كرييتور از الله. يقول لك الله يرد عليك الله اهو. فبعدين هي كامز ات يو اند طب هو كرييتد يو هي اسك يو هو كرييت يو سي وانا تيك تو انذر اريا يقول لك برضو الله. قول الله يا ولد خلاص يعني هي سيلبلينج يو اوت يعني. وبعدين يقول لك طب هو كرييتد الله امشي يا ابن الملاعين جو اواي يو كيرس رايت اواي اهو. I'm sharing this that he cannot even شيطان no he cannot يعني حتى الناس الآن حتى والله المشركين على أيام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني the مشركين at the time of the prophet they never denied the ربوبية they never denied the ربوبية. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن سألتهم هير مين أبو لهب وأبو عتبة وشيبة والوليد the disbelievers وابو جهل. في عهد انه كرييتد ذا هيفنز اند ذا ايرث الله ده الكفار الان يعني ان نيو كلر يعني زمن والله ذهب حتى الكفار على دي يوسف هاف ا ستاندرد يقول لك ليه واذا مسكم حتى هذه الفطره وان يو هيت باي كلام دي ها رايت اواي يو تيرن تو الله يو تيرن تو ذا كرييت. واذا مسكم الضر في البحر ضل من تدعون الا اياه. When you're sailing in the sea and there is a storm, huh? a storm erupts, who do you call upon to save you? Huh? What got to Akrima? What got Akrima to be a Muslim? He ran away from the Prophet because he is to be killed. He got on a ship. وبعدين thunderstorm. The ship is about to sink. Look at the captain, the non-Muslim. Huh? اعلموا انهم لن ينجيكم اليوم الا الاخلاص. الاخلاص يعني لا اله الا الله يعني اذا تدعو الله الحق. Nothing, no one is going to save you from but Allah. All these idols ولات والعزة ومنات ومش عارف ايه والهمبكة بتاعت برة دي انسى. الموضوع حياة وموت دلوقتي. It's life or death now. Life or death يعني there is no need don't pretend nothing here. ما هو في الكافر ده اصلا يعني ما عندوش دم يعني يروح ايه برينج ان ايدو صنم ويسميه العزة دي كم سموير درايس سموير اسم الله الايه العزيز ذا اول مايتي. طب انت شوف ايه راجل عربي العرب على فكره كان عندهم دي عرب دي يوسف هابس. So this Arab guy, he was guarding al-Uzz, guarding the God. Not only this. So he's guarding al-Uzz. They suppose al-Uzz means what? Al-Aziz. He's the Almighty. And a human being guarding him. But look, he's looking and sitting down and watching his al-Uzz. A fox. You know the fox? Came and urinated in his head. أرب يبول الثعلبان برأسه قد ذل من بالت على رأسه الثعالب. ده مش عزيز ده ذليل. أرب اسمه العزيز العز. A fox comes to urinate in his head. والله you're humiliating يا راجل. I'm not guarding you. He left him and he went home. His name is Almighty. فأنت ازاي How in the world that you bring a rock, you worship a created? This is a created being. He's in need. You worship him. فالإيه؟ الربوبية هذه is known by the fitr. Known by the fitr. Who's watching the Euro these days? I know somebody who's supporting Germany, and he was happy today Germany made it to the next round. Huh? Don't you see these players? You know when you find your fitra, when you're so happy or so sad or distressed. Fitra, you're happy. لأنك you're free. لأن الفطرة هذه تنغمس بالناس بالطبيعة your فطرة, you know your فطرة the way that Allah fashioned you. ما هو فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله. الفطرة هذه your فطرة gets contaminated, I call it gets scratched, but when you're so happy or so sad or so distressed, your fitra is free. تجد نفسك ايه يقول يا رب. ولذلك الانسان لما when you're inflected by it, على طول يا رب يا رب. لك أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعا. فالفطرة يعني making sense يا أخي, making sense. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. توحيد الربوبية is recognized by also Allah is the creator, is recognized by sense. If this is a pen, somebody must have what? Now it's you're amazed that some people are saying the nature created the universe. The nature created the universe, الطبيعة. يا أخو هذا الموضوع خطير, خطير جدا. This subject is dangerous, and your children are learning it in school, in public schools, and you got to look at this literature and fix it. They tell you energy creates what? It tells you what? Energy creates what? Air. Energy creates air. إزاي هذا الكلام يا عم الحج؟ Listen, what do you mean by that? Okay, let's look into this. You mean that air created air? إزاي? Can I say this pen created another pen? What is it? Because you're crazy. Okay. If you mean that there are some laws that governs that energy which leads it to produce another thing, you have not answered my question. I'm asking you who created it. You're telling me how it's done. Now if you're telling me that there is a wiser force behind that energy which made it, I tell you, wonderful, we got it. But this force is called what? Allah. It's called Allah. ما هو الشرك الربوبية يا إخوة, we're gonna talk about it in a minute. Can come in so many forms. فالشرك is recognized by what? الربوبية is recognized by sense, by بالعقل وبالفطرة. طيب, very quickly inshallah, I hope we can finish. I want to stress this. توحيد الربوبية is not la ilaha illallah. A lot of Muslims, they think la ilaha illallah, that you believe that no creator but Allah, no sustainer but Allah, no provider but Allah. لا يا حبيبي, هذا اسم توحيد الربوبية. And listen carefully, and put this, يا ولد يا ولد, ما تقول إلا ربي تطلع الورس يا سيد, ركز. توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحدا في دين الإسلام. من الآخر, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life, the one who takes it away, this does not make you a Muslim. What makes you a Muslim? That you submit to this ilah. ما هو الشيطان does not deny this يا إخوة. الكفار like I said a minute ago never denied this. Satan never denied that Allah is the creator.
When Allah asked him, why didn't you bow down to Adam? He said, you created me. He said this, you created me from fire and you created him. He never denied, this is rububiyyah. He said, anzirni, make me live. But where Satan failed? In what area did Satan fail? In what area? Al-ibadah. Al-ibadah. He did not prostrate. He did not bow down. And this is why a lot of Muslims are failing. Are failing in la ilaha illallah because they think that they believe, أنت الخالق وأنت الرازق وأنت هو لا يصلي. He does not pray. لا, ما هي الألوهية is that you worship Allah. This is la ilaha illallah. And you worship him according to the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But very quickly, we still have 20 minutes, right? Alright, we can do this. How one commits shirk in rububiyyah? How a person can commit shirk? What is shirk first? You associate or you violate your belief in the Lordship of Allah. How do you do this? You do this two ways. إما بالتعطيل وإما بالأنداد. That you negate تعطيل شرك التعطيل شرك التعطيل يعني شرك التعطيل زي الفرعون كده يقول لك وما رب العالمين مين رب العالمين there is no رب العالمين and he placed himself أنا he said what أنا ربكم that you negate Allah the creator. And this is what the atheists do. This is atheist. The work of the atheist. That you negate Allah being what? The creator. عندك برضو الدهرية. الناس الدهرية. اللي هم اللي ورا ذكرهم في سورة الأحقاف وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. يقول لك أرحام تدفع وأرض تبلع وخلاص. Babies come into this world and earth swallow them, end of the world. خلاص لا حياة ولا nobody created, everything is just دهرية. عندك الفرعون شرك by negation that you, and very few by the way, very few did this. ولذلك whoever, because this is, we were fashioned to believe Allah is the creator. That is why يا إخوة, if you go through the Quran, bring out a character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in a very angry and tough way all the time. Who? Fir'aun. Read the Quran. ليه لأنه أنكر ليه؟ وبعدين أنكر هو عارف وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها يعني he denied it. He negated Allah being the Rabb. Meanwhile he knows. واستيقنتها أنفسهم ولذلك موسى لما خاطبه وسيدنا موسى عليه السلام لقد علمت انت عارف you know ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر يا فرعون اختشي عيب look me into the eye you know who's the creator وذلك والله all these atheists the people who say I'm an atheist who مش عارف if you sit in him and look like come here who made you who created you I look him into the eyes nobody is gonna run away لأنه جوا عارف he knows فالربوبية عندك الناس اللي هم ايه they believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى did not create anything and out of this comes اللي هم الدهرية الطبائعيين the people who say mother nature and we spoke about this mother nature issue and the people who say there are people who say the big bang the people who say that the whole thing was created by what? Big bang. What is big bang? Crush and then everything just came into place. يا سلام طب bring me كده يعني ولذلك سبحان الله الإمام الحنيفة imagine this that you have like certain balls and you want them to take certain shapes and then crush them and then they're going to come everything in place. لا
Islam, we talk about the Big Bang. We believe that in the Big Bang. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَ رَتْقًا. That happened. But then Allah spoke about the creation afterwards. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. Allah then spoke after that Big Bang. Allah then spoke about that I placed everything in its place. The sun out there, the moon out there, but did not happen by accident. Those are few. But the most dangerous type of shirk that a lot of Muslims are guilty of once it comes to the Lordship, Rububiyyat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللي هو ايه؟ شرك الأنداد. يعني شرك الأنداد. They believe Allah is the creator. But they believe at the same time that there is other force out there that affects. They believe that this person can affect, this person has the knowledge, this person of the unseen and so forth. I read to you a classical example of this type of shirk. ولذلك يا إخوة النصارى, the Christians, they do not negate Allah being the Rabb. They believe Allah is the Rabb. They call upon a Lord. The Christians, but they commit shirk by association. اللي هو الأنداد. He places Jesus, the Holy Ghost, Jibreel, equal to who? But you must do tawheed, singling out Allah to be what? The Creator. They believe that Jesus can harm you and benefit you. So they are placing Jesus equal to Allah. Meanwhile, we must believe that Allah is the one who what? They believe the Holy Ghost, Ruh al-Qudus, can do something good for you, or do take something away from you. That's why when they pray, you see, it's reflected in the way that they pray. They say in the name of Allah, and the name of, and the name is. لكن انت إذا المسلم, when you pray, when you call upon Allah, إذا سألت فاسأل alone. وإذا استعنت فاستعن alone. ما هو their belief that these three are equal drove them to commit shirk in الايه العبادة. ما هو again I want to tell you that your understanding for الربوبية of the Lordship will drive you to do ما عندك في مسلمين to believe the Christians alone. في عندك مسلمين الآن بسبب الجهل, يعني أعذرهم بالجهل, because of ignorance. يقول لك يا بدوي, بدوي هذا رجل فاضل, بس دي يقول أبوه البدوي أو التجاني, يا تجاني يا عبد القادر. وفي ناس يقول لك يا رسول الله, يا رسول الله. في مسلمين يقول لك يا رسول الله, هذا مشرك في الربوبية. ومن جودك ومن علومك, يقول لك إيه؟ ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم, ومن جودك الدنيا وضرتها. الرسول بيتكلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول لك النبي he knows the unseen of the pen. And يا رجل اتقل, هذا شرك في الربوبية. علم الغيب هذا لله, علم الغيب, the knowledge of the unseen belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نعم, yes, Allah would give some of the unseen to the prophet to convey to the people, like signs of the hour, like this person in Jannah, this person in hell. لكن كل العلم الغيب لله. Why if you go to a sorcerer, why if you go to a soothsayer, الكاهن, why you have committed shirk? Why النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من أتى عراف, if you come to a guy who claims that he knows the unseen, فقد كفر بما أنزل على فصدق فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. He has disbelieved him. Why? Because he has placed this person as a rival to who? Once it comes to what? To the knowledge of what? Of the unseen. You're getting it, brothers, or I'm on my own planet here? You're getting it? It's simple stuff. Why? Aydin, give me your hands. You have two roads. One road long, one road. Don't you have this in some cultures? Why this is shirk in the Rububiyyah? Had a shirk. Because he claims that he knows what?
the unseen. Why the coffee cup? يقول لك إيه؟ Turkish coffee, especially Turkish coffee. ها؟ You look at them, they have two roads themselves. طب بلاش in America here. Why do you like to go to the Chinese restaurants all the time? Why? عنا هنا في المحلات الصينية في حاجة في الآخر كده بلاقي فرش الكوك ويروح يفتح يا أشرك في الربوبية شرك في الربوبية شرك من الربوبية راسي by association you believe that the guy who wrote this thing knows the unseen طب why in some Muslim countries والله I'll never forget this I used to work in a hotel that we didn't have the old days not I mean في الماضي يعني we did not have floor number 13 floor 13 no floor 13 12 14 ده في الطبيعة 13 يعني 13 بس don't say 13 to the tourists they are coming from Europe and America 13 is a bad number يا رأي هذا شرك في الربوبية that you believe 13 can harm you and benefit you ما هو شرك هو there are some Muslims I know of Muslims who do not leave the home without reading the horoscope you know the horoscope in the newspaper الدلو والجدي ومش عارف ايه والسرطان اسمها غريبة كده شرك في الربوبية you commit شرك in the ربوبية because you believe عندك الناس اللي بالباطنية الباطنية والروافض والكلام ده الباطني هذا يقول لك ايه you must believe that your sheikh الشيخ اللي هو بتاع الشيخ شيخ الطريقة والكلام ده يقول لك he knows the unseen you must believe that he sees you all the time مش صحيح الكلام ده يا اخوة والله انا رحت مع اخ فاضل رجل فاضل يعني كان معانا في الثانوية ومش عارفين he used to be in secondary school with us يعني And one of the trips back to Egypt, I met him by accident. فشفته إيه في بلاشي مات. Long مسبحة in his. ما هو ده الشعار بتاعه. ما هو لكل أمة شعار. He's wearing that long thing in his neck. أقول له يعني ما شاء الله إيه اللي حصل عبد الحاج. واللي my sheikh is in Sudan right now. And by the way, he sees me standing with you right now. يا رجل منك لله ده انت لسعت ده انت لسعت يا رجل هذا اللسعان بعينه هذا هذا شرك في الربوبية ان انت you believe that there is somebody who seen كلام ايه ده اللي عندك الروافض اللي هم الاثنى عشرية اللي بيسبوا الصحابة دول صفرجة كمان they believe that their imams have the knowledge of الكتاب فيقول لك ينسبون كلام لجعفر الصادق وجعفر الصادق عند أهل السنة يا إخوة غير بتاعهم خالص يعني I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not but you will figure it out one day that there is جعفر الصادق هذا عند أهل السنة we have this imam is ما شاء الله but with them say, لو كنت مع موسى والخضر if I was with موسى and الخضر I would have told them the knowledge that they were not aware of الأئمة بتاعتهم their imams know the unseen هو ليه الصوفي ليه the Sufis they believe that the prophet I'm sorry الولي is above the prophet they believe yeah they believe that the الولي is above the prophet ليه لأن الولي بيعرف الايه وذاكم دائما يعني أهل السنة دائما يقول الخضر كان رسو كان نبي we tell them الخضر was a prophet he said no الخضر was ولي أقول لا he was a prophet ليه because they want to prove what إن الولي اللي هو الشيخ who does not receive a message more than what إيه they يقول لك ليه the messenger is giving the knowledge of الشريعة والأحكام والapparent meaning بس الولي is giving العلم اللي هو الإيه الباطني علم الباطني ما مشكلة ما كل ده شرك في الإيه all of this شرك في الايه في الربوبية شرك في الربوبية ف a lot of Muslims it's very unfortunate they commit the شرك عندك الهنود مثلا the Hindus الهنود why they commit شرك in the ربوبية هو الهنود they speak of Allah right they speak of a God correct
But they speak of how many gods? This God is the God of the pen, and this God is the God of the sleep, and this God is the God of the waking up in the morning, and this God is the God of to wash your face. So whenever you want, okay, I want to call up. Falbalif. Mixed grin. لكن الرجل التوحيد الإنسان الموحد بالربوبية believes that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the sole creator, the provider, the sustainer. Then you single him out in his action, in your actions, I'm sorry, in what you do. هذا هو توحيد الربوبية. يعني I cannot cover everything. عندك مثلا يعني الأحياء والإماتة. شوف انت الاحياء والاموات. Who gives life and gives death? Who gives life and causes a person to die? Huh? Who? طيب look at this now. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه. اللي هو من? Do you know who debated with Ibrahim regarding his Lord? النمرود. أن آتاه الله الملك. شوف إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت. ما هو الإحياء والإماتة belongs to who? Allah is the one who gives life and takes it away. He said my Lord gives life and takes it away. النمرود بقى بغباوة إيه اتغاب. He's not getting it. اتغاب. يعني he became إيه a dummy. لا أنا أحيي وأميت. أنا I can do the same. How يا سيدي? تعال. Come. He brought two guys. I will kill you and you live. This is not what is meant. You meet, يعني you extract the soul out of the body. But you take, you send an angel who comes and what? أيتها النفس المطمئنة, أيتها النفس الخبيثة, come out. هذا هو الإمات. الإحياء that you a piece of flesh, you blend the soul in it. هذا هو الإحياء والإمات. لا ده هو فكر إيه الموضوع أحياء وميت. He brought two guys that killed the die. لا. Well, that's Sayyidina Ibrahim, he teaches us something very important. That when you debate with somebody and he acts stupid, don't try to educate him. Sayyidina Ibrahim did not stop and educated him. He said, طيب تعالى رجل, leave this alone. ربي الذي يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب يا أخوي الله تعالى. طب you were able to call two individuals. طب the sun, he brings it from the east to the west, you bring it from the west to the east. If you can catch the sun, يا رب. وذلك فبوهي. فبهت الذي كفر. بهت. يلوه بهت يعني عم بكتب. He said stop right there. فالإحياء والإماتة لله سبحانه وتعالى. طبعا like we mentioned is الإيمان بالغيب يا إخوة. This is the key. This is why you find a lot of Muslims going to sorcerers. يروح للسحرة والمش عارف ايه. They believe they know the unseen. Or they go for this guy to make a hijab for him. Why wearing this hijab in the neck or put it under the bed? Or why wearing this thing in your thing that you believe that is going to harm and benefit you? Shirk. Shirk for Rububi. All of this shirk for Rububi. You see a lot of Muslims doing this. Why? Because they believe that yes, Allah is the one who benefits, Allah is the one who causes harm, Allah is the one who provides and so forth, but yet there are other forces out there which can do this. One last thing before we close inshallah, the issue of Darwin. Why are we stressing this? Because our children are being taught this in school. The theory of Darwin, the theory of, they call it what? Evolution, right? Evolution. What is that? They believe basically that the human being started from monkey. Basically, in general, that a race starts small and then it gets empowered as you go. Well, first of all, yani the way that we look into this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Yani, to speak about the creation of Allah, he did not see it. Ya ikhwa, if you look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things, Adam was the last piece which Allah created. So you did not see Allah creating things. You did not see it. So how can you speak about it without knowledge? And if you are to speak about it, you must get the knowledge from who? From Allah. Add to this, Darwin says that the human race was apes, bad, and then it developed. Actually, this is totally the contrary to what we believe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam in what shape? How long? How length? 60 dirah. Huge skyscraper. وَلَا يَزَالُ الْخَلْقُ يَتَنَاقَصُ. We're actually going against his theory. يا إخوة والله, the other day they discovered this, I think the people of Aad, they discovered a skeleton. Huge for the people. The people of Aad, يا إخوة, they were like 40 feet long. وذلك يقول لك إيه, وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَقَالُوا مَنْ. Imagine 40 feet length. Look at us. وَلَا يَزَالُ سبول طاي. Imagine you walking next to your father Adam. يعني he could step on you without paying attention. So this is the contrary to what Darwin is saying. Darwin is saying what? That we started what? Weak, and then what? We fought the forces of Mushaf, and we became strong. Actually, it's the total opposite. Adam was the strongest. When we get to Jannah, when we enter Jannah, we're going to enter in the shape of who? Of Adam alayhi salam. They say also that we were apes and so. Come on. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Indeed, we have honored the son of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The shahru, the important thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, is توحيد الربوبية, is singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions. And there are three main focal points once it comes to the actions of Allah. يعني عليهما مدار الأفعال الأخرى. You single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the creator, to be the owner in control, and to be the sustainer, the disposer of the affairs of the human beings. بإذن الله تعالى, the next lecture we will talk about a very important subject. The next lecture, by the way, in Tuesday inshallah. We're doing Sunday, Tuesday and Wednesday, so we finish because inshallah we would like to start preparing you for Ramadan, start talking about fasting وفقه الصوم وهكذا inshallah. So we're hoping in 2 weeks we can finish دروس العقيدة, الإيمان بالله في ضوء القرآن والسنة. This was the fifth lecture, inshallah the sixth lecture will be on Tuesday بإذن الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والحمد لله رب العالمين.